Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Don't try to put me in Mr. Nasty Time, Mr. Rap, my talking legs. Don't try to put me up in here.
Yeah.
Okay?
But I'm
Mr. Velvety Pipe.
I understand.
Velvety Pipe.
Velvety. You know,
Mrs. Deep as the Ocean and Wet Seats. Well, I ain't finna go back and forth with you. Look here.
Velvety.
So, Rachi,
Velvety.
You ready? We need some healing over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know you ready to do your thing. Huh?
I don't know how much healing. Okay, well, anyway. I'm ready when y'all are ready.
All right. Well, the press mute mic is yours.
Dear soulmate, I can't shake this feeling. I never wanted to fall so deep under your spell. See, first, I swore we would just be friends. But the more time we spent and the more we talked, it became apparent that it was bigger than you or me. Our connection was amazing. I mean, we never touched, but we touched each other's souls. We spent so many nights moon gazing and creating sparks in every dimension of the omniverse. When I look at the constellations, I know that you are close by, sending love and energy, and I never love another the way I love you. So I will send this message in a bottle, praying that a portal in time will open and you will receive this. Until then, I will speak our love language and sing its melody, waiting for you to reveal yourself to me. My peace.
Ooh, look at you with the love pieces. What is going on tonight? What is happening? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on, Kim. I know you heard this. Can you hear this, Kim?
Wait a minute. Let me get my edges together. My edges.
Look, hold on. You got to be hitting the high note over here. She
I'm going to need, we need a moment in silence for my edges that she just took right now. Because I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. To have she?
Hello, how are you?
No, don't try to give me that.
You need to say hi, how are you? Because this ain't the one we know. Introduce yourself again. This ain't the...
Just a little something.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
I see what you're saying, but I don't need you to take that bullshit you spitting and put it in that same body you're talking about and put it out in the ocean. We ain't trying to hear that shit. We don't want none of that. We want you to own your shit. We want you to own your shit, ma'am. Put that bullshit you're talking about in the same body you just spit about.
Talking about something. Little something.
Nah, we ain't trying to hear that shit.
She tried.
We ain't trying to have that shit. Nah, we ain't trying to
have
that shit.
We tried.
This world's a crazy place, filled with such misery. I wipe tear drops from my face. My having problems. My child is having problems. Don't know how I can solve them. Now, money won't change my life, but it will make things better. Sometimes we need a struggle to reach for something better.
Man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable that speak from my mouth, and no doubt, you rubbed you wrong, I'm rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in, sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. Rap, 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 Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would only skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes niggas were dead from with me and the North. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I slipped the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pool pit. Renaissance won't quit, we gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change, rearrange
all your molecules. My doctor's strange, you make occultic moves. If you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat, combinated with rhymes, brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame, and he came behind the royal highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance.
This is Renaissance Poetry remembering Sister Taraji. Trisha Stanberry, our sister. You heard at the beginning of the show a snippet of one of our hosts spit. We wanted to remind you of a pure sense of her, how she engaged, laughed, had a good time with us on this show, a small representation of her character, her ability to touch or spit her poetry and share with us. After that, we shared a song that we felt was very prevalent to the description of how she was and how she moved us. Tonight is all about her. It was very difficult for us to come together because of how much we loved her. You know, it hurt. Very tough place to be. But if you know her, you also knew that she was in our hearts and minds asking us if we were done yet with this hurt. Asking us, or literally saying it's about time when we put this together, because she would never let you sit and wallow in your pain or your hurt. She made sure that you pushed forward. Tonight is for the memories, the stories, the kind words, and of course your poetry that you may want to dedicate or that you felt was her favorite or she told you was her favorite piece. Anything that brings forth the love and energy that we're trying to share and give to her family and those who loved her, and especially to her spirit, because she is here. She's with us. And without further ado, I'm going to bring in my brother and sister. I got Kim, the Hurricane, who will be also hosting with me tonight, as well as my big brother, Burrell the Poet. Going to let Kim say what she needs to say right now. We're going to bring Pharrell in.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Hey, you know what it is.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who came in honor of Trisha Stanberry, a.k.a. Sister Taraji, that we all lovingly know her as. This is difficult. This one is difficult. The foundation, she is part of the foundation of Epiphany. A dear sister to us, we are family beyond friends. And I don't even know if I have the words to express what she means and how deeply. She'll be missed. But I thank you all for coming to be a part of remembering her, honoring her the way that she deserves. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to show love. We're going to join together and do what she loved doing, and that's poetry. She loves her family. She loves her friends. And we're going to show out and show us some love this evening. We're going to bring our brother for real in.
Hey, 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 what it do, what it do, what it do. Iceberg, Renaissance, Kimbrella, my
hey.
Hurricane. What it do, love?
What's up?
What it do?
Hey, big bro.
Yeah, you know what's up, man. Yeah. Ain't too many people can call me Iceberg, man. You making me think of something like that.
Hey, that's just out for real, you know, because, man, my mind is traveling. My mind is traveling right now, man. And I
it's
just say
good.
That.
You in there. You in the circle that called me Iceberg. It's all good, man.
Hey, but you know, hey, it's a privilege, right? It's a privilege. But
really,
like the both of you said, man, my sister, I feel funny saying that because, you know, I have a way of throwing people under the bus. I was going to say, you know, my sister, you know, who loved me more than she loved everybody else, you know. You know,
there
to
you
ride
go.
That was a tradition between us.
You
know,
take but a couple seconds to go off the rails. It takes but a couple
I just, I think I said I started early, you know what I'm saying? But you know, she was my right arm, you know, for many, many years, you know. We did everything together, you know. She was very influential in the start of Epiphany Radio. You know, we started off on another network, but her and a few others, you know, Kimbrella, you know, Enigmatic Mahogany, the governor of Crunk, you know, very influential in the start of Epiphany Radio when we moved over to our own thing. And you know, more than the radio, we was family outside of that. So it goes way back, you know. I'm still in a place where it's like a dream almost, that I can't believe that this is what's going on and this is the reason why we're here. But since we are here, man, it's all about love. It's all about family, you know. I'm sure we'll hear. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure we'll hear a lot from the callers, you know, about how she has touched them, because she has truly touched me, man. Unforgettable. I'm thinking about the song by Nat King Cole when I think of her. Unforgettable. She is such a part of not only me, but
absolutely.
Of our, you know, of us. Of us. For real.
Absolutely.
Nothing but love, man. I miss my sister. I love my sister dearly, man, her daughters. It's just so much I can go on and on and on. But I just want to thank you guys right now for making it, taking the weight off of it and sort of, you know, by still continuing to be my circle, my family, by your reaching out, by us talking on a daily basis, by us showing love on a daily basis, not just occasionally. That's how it was with us. So I feel
right.
A little light because of that connection that we all had, you know. So I just want to say to the people, look, to keep that love going, reach out to those folks, you know, share that love, man, because you never know. We never knew. We never dreamed of it.
No, we don't have the time we think we have. We just don't have the time we think we have. And I just want to say quickly, I want to give our love to Taraji's daughters, Jasmine, Joanne, and Zori, and her grandchildren. Joanne is listening. She's at work, but Jasmine is also tuned in, and she'll be saying something, you know, throughout the, you know, once we get to the middle of the show, Jasmine will come in and say a few words, but they are listening, y'all. Pray for her family because it's a rough time. It's hard. It's hard, but we're going to uplift each other as much as possible.
Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
Absolutely. Taraji was a person who touched a lot of people. She was a person whose gifts were abundant. But she was also just a personable individual. I mean, if she dug you, she liked you, you knew it. I remember when I first started with Epiphany, she was one of the first people I connected with. She volunteered to help me with my first show, to take care of the event page for me, for the period of time that I did Poetic Stimulation. She came on to this show, so this would be the second show she was on, but she was in a place where she wasn't sure about her own poetry, her own place. And it was beautiful to see her find her place again on this show, to the point that she was singing and sharing, you know, the most, you know, powerful part of her gift. So there were people who were able to hear this show and hear her in a way that they may not have before. And the fact that we were able to celebrate her on her birthday this same year is it hurts at the same time, but I'm also very happy at the fact that she knows that she was loved by us and all the people who came out that day and showed love while she was here. So she got her flowers in person, and we were going to do our best to give her flowers today. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to the first caller. We have 424 in the building.
Good evening, folks.
What's going on? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Anthony Arnold.
Hello, Eddie.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, peace, my brother.
I've been better, but I'm not doing too bad.
Indeed. And that's a good thing. You know, we appreciate you for coming through. I've seen what you've been writing, and I want to thank you for taking the time to allow your pen to share words about, you know, our beloved sister. And we appreciate you coming to the show to also lend your voice to the love that we're trying to share tonight.
I wouldn't have missed this one for the world. I was on when we did the tribute for Sun Touching, but unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to say anything, but I wasn't missing this one.
Indeed. Do you have any thoughts or anything that you would want to share tonight?
To me, she was the sister I never had. And you know how that goes with siblings. We pot shot at everybody. She get one in on me every now and then. I can get her later.
She good for that.
She get what I used to call the stealth bombers. Guess when you not thinking about it. Bam! Wait. Where'd that come from?
And what's so funny, what you just said, when you just said, bam, just like that, that's exactly the noise she be making. When she getting her lick back, she'll post it on the event page like, bam, there you go right there. That's the same thing she does. That's what's so funny about it.
Yeah, she was the master of the sneaky.
Yeah.
But when I started calling in with you guys, she was one of the first ones to welcome me in. Because there had been some times I'd listen, and like you say, you really don't know where you fit. And I was nervous. I really didn't know if I did fit, but I think after I spit one of my first pieces, she was one of the first ones to come back and say, well done. And she made me she made me feel welcome. It's all I could say. She made me feel welcome.
Well, that was a beautiful thing about her. She reached out to people. She would go in the inbox. If she liked your poetry, if she liked you as a person, you know, she reached out and let you know. She was not timid about, you know, how she felt about things. One thing about Taraji, she felt something, she's going to say it. She was not holding back much of the things that she thought. And the fact that she was able to reach you and let you know that you were welcome and make you feel comfortable coming to this show was the very reason she was here. You know, this show was always about making people feel comfortable, bring that good energy in here, and she was good energy.
Yes, she was. And it wasn't just you guys or the stuff that I posted for you guys. The stuff that I just regularly posted, she would come in and give a heads up so I mean it wasn't just the show. It was all around. So she will be missed. I have two holes in my heart now. Angela took one half, and Taraji has the other one.
Indeed, it's going to be a tough one for all of us here. Did you want to spit a poem tonight, or did you just want to speak?
Well, I got one that I wrote that was it actually was written for her. So,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Indeed. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This is a piece called Family. Sometimes people are not who they seem. It's not always flesh and blood. Not those who are supposedly those in the bloodline. Family. Those who touch your heart, who enlighten your soul. When you're down. Those who make you laugh and cry, who keep you going when sometimes you want to die. Sometimes they know you better than your own flesh and blood. A light in the darkness in any storm. Some were just meant to be in your life, closer than others, not brother or sister, just family, Taraji. That's that piece.
Thank you for the piece, brother. It was beautiful and heartwarming. Kim or Pharrell, did you guys want to add anything to that?
I agree. Thank you for just being a part of our family, my brother, and for being open to receiving what our sister gave, because it is definitely genuine. That was a beautiful poem. I thank you for writing that. And it's a beautiful thing when people outside your bloodline can make you feel that way. Tells a lot about how we feel about each other as well. Doesn't always have to be bloodline, like you said. So thank you.
Yeah, And I'd just like to add to that, where you said, not brother nor sister, just family. And that's what we're talking about. And that's that feeling. And thank you for that piece, my brother. That was just that piece, man. Much love.
It's the least I could do.
All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming through. And if you're able to stay the rest of the show and listen, we would appreciate, you know, you saying whatever you would like to say on the event page. Also, if you did a balloon release, what we are planning to do toward the end of the show is upload all the videos at the same time so that we can just kind of have a climactic ending, so to speak, of the balloon release.
I didn't get a chance to release one, but I will be around.
Okay, well, we appreciate that, man.
But I appreciate y'all. Kim, don't be look around. I'll be in the pop you with another one here and there. So I'm still around, but
I know.
real talk. Y'all are family. And I appreciate y'all. And as long as y'all have me, I'll be around.
That's what's up. Well, we appreciate you coming through again, brother. I'm going to go ahead and sit you there on the couch and go to the next caller. And hope you can, you know, continue to be a part of the show.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. We got 573 in the building. Five seven three, are you there?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, we hear you. Hey.
All right, cool. You got me now. All right. Sorry, I hit both mute buttons. I apologize. All right. Good evening, Sims Hospital. My condolences and love to the family. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
What's going on, man? What's up, Spittle?
Not much. But, you know, actually, you know, here's the thing. You know, life has a funny way of reminding you where you should be. Because I've had a really bad few hours and I was in a really aggravated mood. And I forgot what tonight was. And I just called and I heard everything. And brought me back kind of down to reality and calm. And you know. Let me say, Keith, man, what you said in the opening there is beautiful because it's all about, you know, celebrating legacies, and this is how we do it. And I appreciate you guys and appreciate the love and the warmth that's here. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're glad that you made it onto the show. Do you have any words that you would like to share or poem?
I think I can wrap it up simply with this one piece that I'd like to share with y'all.
Okay, called, well, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right. This is retrospect. Once, in a world of erroneous fallacy, I was deep in it. Lost to reason's bosom through timulant, aggravated mind. They who dance in debauchery are found in split binds. Creates vast occurrences that widen such divides. Change, embracing. These woke transitions are brisk encounters with peculiar corridors. Our existence apparently hanging in the balance of crazy wind gusts. Pop festering lesions that mar progression from transpiring tonight. And such motions, we liquidate halls of regret into subtle nuances. Things pass. Needs only protrude in miniature spaces of self-deprecating candor, such voids, how false deities, chanting broken resolve, absently, somberly, I walk into the oracle of divinity and energetic light. Here, I shed layers to the fire to see what's hidden deep inside. I'm all right. Regardless of not being okay, I'm above the others of the night, quietly abated through allocations of what will become of this life. However, the truth isn't hidden in fractured paradigms of lost insight, glorified in the treasure man has been gifted to through all time, spiritually alike. These dead realities and traumas aren't what I see as to define, build resilience and reinforcement of character on blank pages, right? Shading illustrious visages on bleached sketchbooks that gift life. I exsanguinate the poisonous fury ravaging through my veins. I cry to honor release. Yes, half heart did die. But there will be resuscitation. Here, on the cusp of tomorrow, I appreciate the all of this. Simply being alive and peace.
That was definitely very insightful. You had several lines in this piece that spoke to not only resilience, but to the inner depths of your own mind and soul and the way that you see reality, the way that you see the perception that a lot of people have outside of reality, the way that you brought this together to console the poem. It was definitely something that I can appreciate, and I thank you for sharing it tonight.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
For real.
Indeed.
He's
very insightful. You said a mouthful, you know, just to kind of come back off of you. The line that stuck out for me was, they who dance in debauchery are bound to split bonds. Like that right there, just in understanding life and what it means to live and being appreciative of it, knowing that it's not worth dancing with the devil, so to speak, or dancing around in nonsense, because bonds are so much more important in this lifetime. Those are the things that we have to hold on to when this life is over. So I appreciate that line.
Yes, my brother, that poem right there, man, was very touching, very relatable. And you wore that poem on your sleeves, man, the emotions of it. And it was felt, man, to my heart, man, it touched me. I loved it, man. Thank you for sharing that piece.
I appreciate that for real, man. Yeah, I thought it really prevalent, because this is, you know, this is how you get over trauma. This is how you get past things that you lose, and how you live their legacy on. This is how I got through it, and I just thought it would be something good to share. So I appreciate y'all taking the time. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We thank you for coming through and thinking of us with this piece. If you plan on staying around, we appreciate you, you know, sharing whatever you'd like to the event page that represents Sister Taraji or the energy and the love we're trying to give tonight. If not, it's fine. We continue to listen and enjoy the rest of the show. Already. All right, we can go to the next caller here. We have 318 in the building.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening indeed. How are you today? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Zahi Abdullah Shabazz.
Already, good to have you.
Greetings. Greetings, queens and kings. And I want to just come over here and give some of my memories of Sister Taraji. When I first joined Epiphany, she welcomed me in so beautifully, and it's just like it was like some type of bond and connection. And I never forgot her, and I never forgot Sister Kimbrella, or For Real, and those three stood out to me, and I always thought about them. And I remember this one moment of Sister Taraji, and I've never forgot this moment. And this was the first time that Pharrell let me host with him. And I think it was an incident that happened. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was one of her relatives or somebody close to her was shot and killed. It was some type of gun violence. Or maybe it was someone she knew. And I gave my input on it. I gave my input on it. And my input was like, you know, our brothers and sisters is out there sick. And I was once one of those lost brothers. And I said, once we recognize the God in us, and when I see my brother, this is what healed me. I see my brother, I should be looking at God. And once we teach our brothers and sisters that, and then the killing would stop. And she felt that what I said with so much emotion and passion, and it was just a beautiful moment, you know. And I think we had to wait, a minute or two for her to calm down, but a beautiful soul, man, beautiful soul. And I'm so grateful that I got a chance to feel her spirit.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. First of all, we appreciate you coming back. We never forgot about you either, brother. It's so good to have you back and sharing memories like that. You're so welcome. Sharing memories like that about her for everybody to know all the different layers of our sister. She is just so, I can't even find a word. Like, she's just my sister, my big sister. It's like Anthony said, the sister you never had, and when you connected with her, you just felt that closeness automatically. And you said it perfectly. You said it perfectly.
Thank you. Yeah. I guess I would like to share a poem, and I want to dedicate it to her. And I think I said this poem the last time that I came, but I would like to say it again because I think it fit the moment.
That's perfectly fine, brother.
Let me say this before you go into your piece, my brother. First of all, good to hear your voice again. There's one thing that Taraji loved about you, and I'm gonna ask you if you could do that for me. She
What's
used
that?
To love when you roared after you did your piece.
Oh, yeah.
Souls about. Yeah. Why you put me on the spot? You always put me on the spot, bro. You know that.
Hey, you can
you always,
hey, bro,
do, man.
You can put it in at the end of your piece, bro. This, you know, I just have to
put
that out here.
I'm gonna put it in right now.
That was a little. Hey, the mic is yours, my brother. The mic is yours.
Okay. The name of this piece is Poetry is Like Beautiful Black Art. Poetry is like beautiful black art, colorful. Come and dream with me. It could be wonderful. Beautifully. Let me paint a perfect picture with artistic words. My pen is my paintbrush, bringing sculptured letters alive with vertices of verbs, verbalized through expressing my thoughts on paper, framed in my handprint. Heavenly light is heaven sent. Tense as I look deeply at the beauty of life, the Almighty God has blessed my sight. Excited about what I have seen as I write, the qualities in my nouns is pure blackness. Sketched for straight passion. A professionist when I draw lines. Blessedness is what you can call my mind. I can give sight to the blind with proper preparatory pronouns, prompt to preordain people past. For the essence of black. I make magic if you can visualize what I capture. Imagine embellished dreams from a dreamer that dreams that would seem undreamable. I caught a glimpse of a vision that was spiritual. A miracle if you take a good look deep inside my poem book. My poetry is like a beautiful black portrait illuminated with magnificent artifacts, carved with profound facts. molded out of disseminated wax that's increasing in strength and expanding in length. I think that my ink is the real essential part of black. I changed my vibrations to be exact. Porridge and I make the perfect match. I rate her a 10. She trimmed and pigmented in. She's beautiful and honest and look past all my sins and search within. Poetry. She's like beautiful black art. The styles of her ways is created by a punctuation mark. I use it as a period with black thoughts. Smart how I dot my I's and cross my T's. Deeper into my art, I begin to roll up my sleeves. I could make a moving object freeze like it's 32 degrees. I could paint a picture of a deep-rooted tree with 777 leaves, a powerful beehive, and three beautiful bumblebees. Artistically, my words are articulated clearly from pure black passion, enthused by my strong desires to create something that's everlasting. It's a story to be told, filled with drama, sadness, pain, joy, happiness, and action. It's a love affair between Porsche and I. I hope I make love to her 1,000,001 times before I die. She's like that beautiful, colorful butterfly, as lovely as a purple flower that has captured the eye. She's like that blue ribbon in the sky that float luxurious beyond the clouds. Now, let's picture what this ribbon has been through and still had the strength to show a smile. The Mennonites were frightening, trying to make it through this violent storm, flash of lightning, striking thunderbolts. I know that it took everything in her powers to try and stay afloat, having suffered more than most. But she continues her coast, flying high and low, coming from the east in this hell of a thunderstorm, praying for her life in this mighty wind that was blowing, fear of going to the unknown, coming to the realization how cold the world can be when it's snowing. It was a miracle for this ribbon to stay elevated through the pouring rain, feeling heavy sometimes like she was bound down in steel chains, feeling the strain of being mentally drained. And I know it took everything in her brains to try to maintain her mind from going insane. From a distance, I can feel her pain. It had to be the Most High that kept this ribbon lifted. Many days and nights were terrifying. Never had she witnessed anything this wicked. Fighting to stay up, the Spark knew that it was something about her that was gifted. She's exquisite, my fly cutie. Torn here and there, but that would give it its unique beauty. She's sipping and meat with the abilities to reach her highest peak through the moderating heat. She never thought in 400 years that she would make it across the Red Sea. She blessed to be beautifully capitalized in this great history. It's a dark mystery how she ended up so close to me. She feel like my destiny. Right here with me is what she's supposed to be. I dream of her around my neck, holding me. See, her fabric is a maverick. To think of her has become a habit. She's like the masterpiece to my tablet. I uncover truth like it's magic. Some dramatic people pointed when they seen her struggling to maintain her attitude, bearing her soul while she stopped and posed in the nude. It was amazing how she was ripped in places, but was still able to exhale high in the sky. She's spiritually free, but you got to look at it through your eyes. To me, it was that existence that existed inside that kept this beautiful ribbon alive, like she kept her future with her. So it was a must that she survived. All praise is due to the Most High, because even when she cried, she's still my baby's lullaby, and I will love her to the day that I die. This blue ribbon, she has seen her share of sunny and rainy days, but until this day, she still seen a smile through the dark clouds and sun rays. Now this beautiful blue ribbon rests on top of a tree branch that sit alone on top of a hill with leaves that's evergreen, blowing like fine silk through the summer breeze. Holding on to this tree branch like it's the family tree of memories. Just early, sunny Sunday morning, when I seen her, I always wonder if I ever catch this view of her again. Now I sang to her, a painter's pen. They say a single picture can say 1,000 words. If you listen to my painting, it sang out to you like a blue hummingbird that feel like for the first time that he's been heard. So this song is for the beautiful black and strong with the strength to carry on with the faith that one day
we would all make it home. This masterpiece has been drawn from the passion of love that only comes from the compassion of a true artist's heart. At the bottom right-hand corner of my page, I sign my mark. Poetry, it's like you, Sister Taraji, looted from black art. And that's my piece.
Yo, brother, I remember this piece. And I remember after this show, we all talked about you coming back through. And Taraji was so happy and excited to have heard you. And she really did, you know, enjoy this piece. So it was, you know, prevalent. And I'm glad that you came back through to share this particular energy and brought back that memory of how happy she was to hear you spit. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Indeed. Kim. Thank you, my brother. Like, I do remember hearing that piece as well. Beautiful tribute. Very befitting of our sister. Love the way you ended it. Poetry is like you, Sister Taraji. Beautiful black art. Indeed, she is. A piece that will live on within all of us forever. As long as we share our gifts, she'll live on within all of us. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. You know, I'd like to say...
You there for real?
I'd like to say this.
All right, go ahead.
I'd like to say this before I go. You know, to God we all belong, and to God we must all return.
Absolutely. That's real
Indeed.
Talk, brother.
Indeed.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, again, we appreciate you coming through and sharing that piece, man. Feel free to, you know, share on the event page your memories or thoughts of Sister Taraji. And, again, we appreciate you coming through and sharing that love and energy.
Thank you. Peace and blessing, King.
Already.
All right.
Looks like we can get another caller in before we go to break here. So we're going to pull in 937.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
This is Carla, a.k.a. Adrian Simone, or Sugar Brown Poet.
Hello, Carla.
Glad to hear you come through tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening, Kim and Pharrell. You know, I always say there's no place I'd rather be other than this show. But being here for this reason tonight, it's painful, but it made it that much more. There was nowhere else I was going to be.
Absolutely. Was there any words or thoughts that you might want to share about Taraji tonight?
Yeah. So I first connected with her back in 2013, and I was a fairly new author at the time. I had a book out, and I was doing a lot of shows trying to promote that. And she had sent me an invitation to be on Keeping It Real, The Midnight Hour. And
okay.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was funny that she kept calling me Sugar Brown with an R. And I kept telling her, there's no R, just A, just Sugar Brown. But when I started writing erotica and I went by Adrian Simone, I was connected with her on both pages. And for the longest time, she had no idea that I was one and the same. I thought that was so funny. Like, I have similar pictures, you know, but my style was so different from what she was used to. And how she knew me as, which was Carla, or Sugar Brown, that she didn't connect who I am. So.
Already. That's a long time ago. There's a lot of people that are coming through tonight, and that's another reason why I was happy to have Pharrell and Kim on tonight, because those shows are before me,
and they would be able to comment to those shows and those things that Taraji was able to bring forth for people or connect with people with. I never really knew about that show, so yeah, that's pretty dope.
Right. Hey, let me comment on that. Hi, Carla.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, you know what? Me and Taraji shared that same lack of knowledge because I didn't put the two names together until this past year when I met you in person. I'm serious. Funny. I didn't know you guys were the same person all this time.
Same here. Well, uh-huh. Same here.
Because you was a busy lady back in the day. With your promoting, what you were doing. You was always doing something. But we were friends. We've been friends for so many years, way back in those One Positive Way days. Right. So thank you for even remembering the name of the show. That was our flagship show. That was our first show. At Epiphany, you know, so it's good to have somebody that can reach that far back.
Yeah, I'm old. I just had a birthday. I'm old.
Uh-oh. I ain't saying nothing. But, yeah, so thank you for being one of those old school Epiphany radio people, you know what I'm saying? Much love to you. Keith, back to you, man.
I'll pass it to Kim.
All right.
I just appreciate you bringing that about keeping the real in the midnight hour up, because as For Real said, that's something that was one of the shows, even a little bit before I came into Epiphany, that was in place before Epiphany became Epiphany. And that was one of the things that kind of was brought over and then turned into the Inspiration Factory. And it's just good to hear people able to remember what she was able to contribute, a person that's always extending an olive branch and just unifying people under one roof under the name of poetry and just, you know, good energy and good spirit. So thank you for sharing that memory.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's so dope that so many people who came to this show might have been introduced to Taraji from this show but have no idea that she was a founding member, that the foundation of Epiphany was started with her. So reminders like that, I think, are important so people can see that she's been around for a while and she's been influencing and she's been giving of herself to this poetry community for quite a while.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
So that, did you have a poem that you also wanted to spit tonight?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Look, Ma, her hand. She was well equipped to massage muscles. Even still, mental effleurage was another one of her specials. Minds became like flesh in the palm of her words. Her verbal fingers would knead out the knots with the strength of what you heard. She was bold. Heart of an alchemist, she touched those she loved. Her covering was like their gold, a treasure unmeasurable. Staying in her lane meant she owned the whole road. Have you ever watched a purple balloon being released to the sky? It floats an unbridled path, finds its destiny, a beautiful way to fly. No hands. No one else defined her soul's signature. She signed her own name, whether you knew her as Taraji or Trisha. She was a soulful sister. Sad that I never really got to know her beyond the breath on the paper. But when she spit, yeah, we all caught the vapors. So the news of her transcending hit her poetic family like a meteor crashing, making craters. She was a strong one, a sing-a-song one. Can't we just all get along and write it down in a poem, one of a kind? So it's with purple inked rain, the echoes of her voice made this poem cry. A tapement of tears trickling like a monsoon. Gone too soon. She laid her cape down, But the words of that superwoman will always be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. I once heard her bring the house down with her earthy, raw sound. Even now, her vibe refuses to be quiet, though many in her honor have taken a moment of silence, moments of crying, moments of asking, why her? Grateful for even just borrowing of her time, transcending these physical bodies sometimes comes with no reason or rhyme. And when you're a dope person on earth, you become a spiritual ancestor sublime. But right now, the hurt is calling on our dime. Healing will come in the morning after time has walked late into the night and darkened miles. In the meanwhile, try to find your smile. In this, we honor her loud and send her off proud. All around us, her energy is expanding. Do you hear it now? Or in the wind? Don't ever put your pen down. In peace.
Mm. Wow. That was a powerful piece. Didn't get to know her beyond the paper, but when she spit, we all caught the vapors. If that one line alone did not signify the power of her voice and her ability to touch, the entire poem was just so fitting, and I'm grateful that, you know, you were able to come through and share that with us tonight. Kim?
Yeah, I appreciate that piece because it definitely embodied all the things that we love about her and that we are going to miss about her, her power, her strength. You know, like you said, one of a kind, echoes of her voice made this poem cry. I once heard her bring down the house with her earthy raw sound. Like, that's it, strong, mighty, spiritual, you know, just so loving and gentle, but fierce all at the same time. So thank you for capturing all of it.
Absolutely. And I wasn't going to write anything, but it wrote itself. I just was the vessel.
You definitely wrote that, sis. You definitely wrote that. And it did embody who she was, not only as a poet, but as a person. That was so well written, and it just touched me because, you put things in there that I would have liked to have written in a piece. And it did make craters. It did leave craters. I love when you said, when you spoke about the pink, purple ink rain, you know, of course, going too soon, her earthly raw sound. And I love that piece, girl. You reached deep inside a part of me in writing that piece. So I'm thankful for being able to have heard that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Last little thing I want to say, you know, she always appreciated some of the clever things I did. So what I did for her, knowing that, you know, she was a body worker and a masseuse and done Reiki, effleurage and tapping are both some medical terms for the type of movements that you do when you massage. So that was specifically in there for her.
Already.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, tonight has definitely been very special with the poets who've come through. We definitely thank you for coming through with this particular piece. What we're going to do now is go into the break. And then we will come back with host spit, and we'll have a few poets who will come through and share their pieces and thoughts, and we'll come back to the line. So with that being said, this is Renaissance Poetry, remembering Mr. Taraji on Epiphany Radio. We will be right back.
I never meant to cause you any pain. Purple rain,
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It said it won't work. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against it, and he won't prosper. No, 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 no. Said it won't work. Said no weapon. The first time I sang this song on the air, it was due to you, by your words, passion, the building blocks of Sister Taraji, sometimes called Lady Locks Taraji, was our weapon formed against those who hope to prosper against us, locked in the front lines for those she loved, for those she never knew, the oppressed, the repressed. You could hear it in how she expressed, stressed her vocal cords to the record, the blessings in our ears, hearts, and minds. For us all, she bore the pain. Blessed purple rain came down in the form of blood, sweat, and tears for her peers. So much so that when you peer into her soul, you could see that it was one. It was whole, solid. One of my favorite poems was Black Like, but when you had a back like Taraji, Trisha, sister, you carried more than a world would ever know. However, I'm happy to say you never had to completely carry it alone. A circle of love was placed in order to help you distribute some weight, allowed you to stand up and face obstacles till they fell through. And although your time is through, like you would like to say, God ain't through with you helping us, pushing us to continue on, to be better. And I'm through with that blonde wig. You won't allow us to stop to wallow in the depths of distress by simply saying in our heart, are you done yet? Taraji was gifted, lifted us with her voice through song and speak. But don't think Trisha didn't have hands or feet. Ain't shit sweet, because Trisha might beat your ass about her kids, her friends, those she loved hard. And even though that tough exterior and that hard mask was there, she was all heart. She had a gift. A literal laying of the hands that healed, peeled back layers of those she touched through her craft. The aftermath was like a blessing, your body and soul confessing, releasing the toxins that held them back. But right now, Taraji holds us from the back, hands that push us to be our best. The holidays are always about gifts, but some gifts you open and their lessons. Because as time passes from then to the present, if she ever touched your heart, she will always be Renaissance.
All praise is due to the Most High, for he had an epiphany that was larger than us collectively or individually. And he graciously turned on his faucet and watered us with the highest form of understanding, which is love. Hours of phone conversations filled with love, laughter, and tribal vibrations, forecasting and shaking time's hands like they were leaves, like they signed an agreement in favor of our convenience. And though we know that our days are borrowed, tomorrow was so potent that we could just smell it, feel it, see it, speak it, and we believed it. Together, For as sure as we've shared the bare naked truth of our hearts' rips and tears, for as sure as we endured those moments when we were uncertain, discouraged, or scared, for as sure as we lifted and celebrated each other from a distance, just as we were standing right there, we understood that what we share is rare. And in less than 24 hours, we would bear witness to the proof as life shifted at a testimonial pace with a trying of faith, working our patience towards keeping it real in those midnight hours where the enemy came to devour, steal, kill, and destroy our voice. But see, the butterfly effect left us no other choice except to spread our wings, giving flight to the inspiration factory of our spiritual beings. And then we had an epiphany that merged with an iceberg, detaching from glaciers into positions of our sea, drawing nigh to the sun, melting into subjects of wisdom and becoming the verb, giving action to our words that predicate and confirm that in less than 24 hours, everything we heard and thought we knew about life changed, transitioned. Changed our positions, placed mirrors on our decisions, demanding answers about the handle and the time we've been given and what it will exhibit, even in those final minutes, to see if our starts possess the loyalty and vision to finish. See, less than 24 hours, everything you thought you had intact could have had its balance snatched, and there we stood, prepared to war for each other, protecting each other's back, with our knees buckled and our spines collapsed. See, ain't no script to this. Many would be blessed to even experience an inch of this, and labels like friends, they just don't measure up. It just doesn't seem intimate enough to scratch the surface of what we've scribed on each other's page, because beyond what we could ever fully explain, from the moment we all exchanged numbers and names, we were forever changed. We became extinguishers of each other's hellfire and made it through without smelling like smoke or getting burned beyond recognition, yet lit with lessons. See what you know about those late night prayer sessions when you're drowning in your broken heart, missed marks and tears, and you can pull from the strength of your peers without fears of being weaponized, judged, or rehashed as a grave dig for the skeletons of your past. What you know about those soul confessions while blocking each other from the enemy's weapons? What you know about being unemployed or short on the finances you need with mouths to feed and bills piled up to your knees, or the enemy coming for the mind, spirit, life, and identity of your seeds while we touch and agree to pay it forward with no receipts? What you know about losing every stitch of your poetic gift until it made your soul bleed or made you believe that your gift bleed, or those spiritual attacks while we stood in the gap taking turns and speaking power into our purpose when the other didn't have the strength to speak back? What you know about infiltration trying to claim its victory, but they forgot to check our history and how it's thicker than bloodlines. What you know about health haunting and hovering over your time while we intercept through the lines of the phones. What you know about never meeting in flesh, yet no longer having to walk this journey called life alone. See, in less than 24 hours, this ain't what we thought. This ain't what we heard. No, this is what we came to know. And no matter what was thrown, we always managed to catch each other, slaying defiant giants in who the world tried to tell us that we were, summoning a renaissance, the rebirth of our worth like Samson, where a hurricane is safe to reveal the eye of her storm, where our sister's healing hands and whispers amplified into Raji form, known as that unshakable faith. So we could meet in a place where we could take our socks off and spiritually wash and cleanse each other's feet. For real. See, it's the celebration and unapologetic love that carries me right now, even in this very moment. As we honor our sister's higher position, we may not understand it, and our emotions may host its own open mics of pain, yet the gift in what remains is that neither time nor distance nor death could ever sever the bond that we shared together. I wonder if Venus would orbit the same without Earth or Serena. And though I value the time we had with her, I miss her, my beloved sister. In less than 24 hours, eyes will become liquefied poetry as we reminisce in thought of you. because the angels in the heavens have signed your name, and you touched so many lives in countless ways that because of you, we will all forever be changed. Peace.
Memories. Yes, memories. See, memories paint the picture of how things were when we were, like when times were. Pause. Pause. Thinking, recanting, reflecting, reminiscing, see, we used to rock the mic together, spit fire together. We used to harmonize, take lyrics, transform them, and sing them in between our pieces. From show to show we used to go. Our cell phones was our microphone, and we couldn't wait to flow. Poetically flow those spoken words that we used to rehearse, waiting for the host to start the show, and you knew we were right there. Right there after you heard the sound of that English lady's voice saying, welcome to Block Talk Radio. Yo, our own show we began to host. Inspirational, keeping it real in the midnight hour at Epiphany Radio. Memories. Memories paint the picture of how things were when we were. Pause. Reflecting. Reminiscing, just thinking how we became family. All the love that was shared live on air. We lived, laughed, and loved there. And now the curtains come down. Silence. It whispers this hollowed sound because you're no longer around. A better place you found. You spit for the Most High now. But your cadence, it's still with us. It echoes, and it hurts me deep to my soul. Gonna keep you lifted, yo. We're gonna keep you lifted, though. I can still hear it, your voice, and it feels like you're still with us. And it makes me wanna rip shit, grab the mic and spit shit, take some old lyrics that I know you love, reconstruct them and place them in my pieces. Midway through, I'd sing one. To make myself keep, to keep me calm from this painful rush. Taraji would say, ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. My sister would say, ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday. See, sis, you're not really gone. This mic here will always be yours. And the memories, moments in time, mine, Taraji. Mine. And I'm going to hold them, hold on to them, keep safe, that I promise to keep safe. I will keep safe the memories, because memories paint the picture of how things were when we were, like when times were good. Those times were good, Taraji. Memories. For real, of good times spent trapped on the phone with you till 6 in the morning. You telling me you ain't tired, but sis, you was just yawning. And you know what? It would never fail. The only way the phone call would end was when one of us started snoring. You drove a blue Honda T, and I wore a yellow bow tie. You taught me how to shine a bow tie T. Memories. Memories. The good times. The good times were great times, and I love throwing you and Kim under the bus, yo. We used to be cutting up, though, cracking up, messing up, because we forgot to unmute or mute ourselves. Memories. Memories. I'm remembering. I remember these. Remember when I was going through, Taraji, when I was down and out and talking about giving life up. And you and Kim called my pastor on me. All the way from St. Louis to Philly. Believe how you could call my pastor on me. Came to my crib, threw them holy waters on me. That wasn't funny, Taraji. But But we laughed about it, how y'all was there for me. Oh, y'all was there for me. That let me know how much y'all really loved me. Funny how y'all helped save me from me. Yeah, but I knew that you were the one, Taraji, who pulled that trigger. Yeah, Kimbrella snitched. She told me. But I wasn't mad because all that did was tell me how much y'all loved me. When you said, don't make me come to Philly, I didn't think it was funny. The way that you used to say Philly, it was hard, sounded real country. Now that was funny. Got me smiling at these memories. I thank God that we had us. All we ever had was Kim and me, family, Taraji, memories, keepsakes that I promise to keep safe. I will hold them, hold on to them, each one of them as if I'm holding you, Taraji. I will always love you as I cherish them memories. But I know that I'll see you again someday, 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 way up in heaven. Memories paint the picture of how things were when we were, like when times were good. All of the good times, Taraji, I will remember these memories for real.
Lord, how could you? How could you, Lord? Why would you, Lord? How could you? I wanted to ask God why. Now I understand why doves cry. Because of beautiful souls when they unify, such as you and I. Not even distance or time could divide what you, my sister, spiritually provide. It's a feeling inside. Girl, you was one of a kind. I'm trying to describe, but it's a vibe, a vibration, a frequency. It's irreplaceable. DNA, untraceable. Again, he was one of a kind. Girl, you got me laughing and crying, thinking about the time that you requested that, Lord, how could you? Girl, how could he not? Won't you? One of the best angels back in his flock. You was a loner early to this earthly clock. Solid as they came, girl, you were a rock. No more downs and lows, though. Now you're high up top. You had me wanting to question God, girl, but I figured I'm not. I love you, girl.
You are the goddess. See you and me. Behind the blurred lines of third dimensions, resting on the symmetry of persuasive thought, capturing the essence of self and the virility of natural light, existing outside standards and radiating beauty, folding into the layers of self-worth, blending forged steel in veins with the immaculate veracity of words, we are intertwined with the passion of purpose, extolling the virtues that are embedded in these words of truth like angels, dusted duchess, adding morphine to dialects so with each line you find yourself more common. No hallucinations or theoretical grandeur. Bask in the brilliance of the philosophical falls of Nietzsche and Confucius, resigning self to the inescapable beauty that is you. The epitome of the queen of Sheba and Nefertiti, walking in the regality of the legendary and stand in the shadow of the illustrious, unbind the mastery of the rational and whisper the first kisses of gestation. We are the children of our mother nature and father time. The abstract potential of eternal creation. Slipstream, corporeal innocence, wrapped in the wake of infinite knowledge. You created the word just so our legacy could be written in hieroglyphics on the walls of tombs, leaving memoirs of our legacy. the kind that outlasts dynasties, that exists outside space in the realm of time, parallel to itself. As tempestuous and fickle as the raging anger of nature combined with the consistency of day and night, beauty flutters in the wind of your wisdom, rustles in the breeze. You are the female scribe, the personification of a goddess, the earth mother. And I reveal myself to you through snapshots of these words that illustrate my countenance hidden in the phrases of your shadow. Restless iambic pentameter, with every breath, and you leave into frenzy, and the melody plays on the hearts of mockingbirds, coloring the rainbow with the fiber of your laughter, relishing as your beauty grazes the sun, united with each other in the abiding grace of elegance. You are beauty. You are the purple goddess. And
ooh, probably by far the strongest host spit that we ever had. But I want to interject and prepare, because this will also be the last time that we all share a host spit with Taraji.
I be black, telling my war story. Black like life matters.
Divinity.
I be black, telling my war story. Black like life matters.
Divinity.
I be black like the ground I've been walking on. My cracks and my potholes telling my war story. No one cares, all they do is stare while I'm sitting here trying to make a dollar out of 99 cents. All this negativity just makes no sense. Even though I'm broken, life still treads on my back and leans on my shoulders. So I have to remain strong because my fight is black. Black like fist in the air, black like corn-rolled hair and granny's hot water cornbread. I be black, telling my war story. Black like life matters.
Divinity.
I be black, telling my war story. Black like life matters. Black like the cosmos from which I was derived, made in God's heavenly image. Black like the melanin that flows through my blood. Black like
Divinity.
I be black like life matters. From January to December, more than just February to remember. Black like them berries, my
Divinity.
Juice is so sweet. Black like them African drum beats. I be black like four young girls bombed in a church in Alabama. I be black
Divinity.
Like Mega, Martin, Malcolm, Mahalia, Maya, and Mandela. I be black like that diamond so beautiful and rough. Black like broad.
Divinity.
A black gold crown made just for me. Black like riots, marches, sit-ins, boycotts, and protests. Black like Rosa Parks
Divinity.
Sitting in that front of the bus. Black life, black rights, black nights. I be black like I fade.
Divinity.
I be black, telling my war story. Black like life matters.
Divinity.
I be black, telling my war story. Black like life matters.
Divinity.
I would like to give the floor to Demetra and Toy if you wanted to share something about Taraji with
everyone who's listening tonight.
Hey, y'all, this is Demetra. if you knew, you knew. You know, ain't no words to describe the energy, the power. Like, dude, we lost a mighty one. We really, really did. We lost a mighty one, like the power.
Indeed.
I just can't get past the power. You understand? Like, she didn't have to say nothing. You know, like, you knew. You know? Like, that's rare, man. We don't get them. That's rare. Like, I'm gonna miss her, man. I'm gonna miss her.
Absolutely. You still here with us, Tori?
I'm still here. So when I first in this shoe and the moment I heard her voice, I knew that she was my sister. We used to talk about how soulmates aren't just about romantic relationships. And she was my soulmate. So when I started my radio show on Blog Talk, she was my co-host. I couldn't have imagined having a better person by my side every week than her. Friend, a better sister, a better anything than Trish. And she is so dearly. I want to thank you guys for letting me come on and be a part of this.
We appreciate you being able to understand that you weren't feeling well. But
no, at all.
It's a beautiful thing that you were able to come through.
I'm sorry. I'm on my microphone.
Yeah, Tori, we appreciate you. We know you're feeling under the weather, and we want you to feel better. And we wouldn't have had it any other way. You are someone that she often spoke of, was made very clear, the love that she had for you. And I'm just so appreciative that you're able to be on with us yet again. The last celebration was her birthday. And, you know, this celebration is different. I'm just glad that we all have each other. I'm just glad that we all have each other to honor our sister, because she is, there'll never be another person like her. Never.
We'd like to end the whole spit with a word from her daughter, Jazz. I want to bring her in.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jazz. Just making sure you guys can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So I'm not going to say much. I just want to say that I'm glad that my mom had people in her corner like you guys. She would always be talking about y'all, and she just really enjoyed doing this show on Fridays. And I'm really going to miss her. Oh, God. Okay. I just want to thank y'all for being there for her.
And she was very important to all of us. And we wouldn't have had it any other way than to do a tribute for her. We loved having her on this show as much as she loved being here. And she will be sorely missed.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being able to come on, Chad.
I know this is not the easiest time for y'all, and just know we are extended family to you. See your mom. You know, one thing everybody knows about Taraji is how much she loves her children and her grandchildren. Like that, y'all with her heart. Everybody that knows her knows this. And with that being said, we're extended family. We love you. And we wouldn't have it any other way than to celebrate her. Wouldn't have it any other way. You want to say something for real?
Yeah. Hey, Uncle For Real in the place, yo. I just want to say, your mom was well loved. And being so close to her, we watched y'all grow up. You know what I'm saying? Having her first grandchild born, things like that, you know. Now, I say that to say that, hey, don't think that you'll be forgotten, because you won't. Because we love you guys just as much as we loved your mother. Okay? Just want to say that we love you guys as well. Let's stay strong.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, for everyone listening, this was obviously a very special host spit. We thank you all for your patience in allowing us to say our piece before we bring you all in. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and go back to the callers. We have 213 on the mic.
Oh, caught me off guard. Hey, this is Kevin Smith.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Keith. Oh, I'm good. All right, listening to everybody spit about this Taraji, you know, and came through, you know.
We appreciate you coming through. She definitely enjoyed your poetry, as we all did. And
yes,
man, definitely happy that you were able to make it to the show tonight.
Yeah. I got something to share because I don't know. Like y'all might know me. Like a lot of people don't know me though. But you know. But the funny thing is, you know how, you know, Sister Raji was like close, and I had never spoke to her on the phone until the night of Sun Touchers show. That was the first time I spoke to her on the phone, right? Boom, and she ain't here no more. So like, don't wait. Y'all got loved ones, tell them y'all love them. Connect, you know, that's my fault. That's partially my fault. And if anybody know, y'all know I'm reaching out like a mug right now, connecting with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because that's my fault, you know, I never reach out. Kim never talked to me. She only probably talked to me once, right? You know what I'm saying?
That's
for real. He ain't never talked to me. He probably talked to me once, you feel me? But that's my fault, you know what I'm saying? So,
but you know what, Kev, it's all good because you know what, life be life in it, and sis understood that because even as family, sometimes, you know, we would go a month or 2 months without being able to talk because just life be life in. But when you love, when you got true love in between people, it goes way beyond phone, personally meeting them face-to-face, like it's an energetic thing. So it ain't no love lost or no less love there just because you didn't carry frequent phone conversations. She loved you deep. She appreciated your pen. She appreciated the poet you was, and she appreciated the love you had for her. So just know that.
Oh, yeah, I know that, and I didn't think that, you know, I had to right then because we vibed, you know what I'm saying, but that was the first time it was like weird because it was the first time. And I didn't even hit her till she hit me and said, I'll show you how airhead. She said something about what's those seven things to make your telephone, to make your hit a ring or something like that. And I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. And then she said, your phone number, fool. And I was like, wow, you know, this is the first time we're talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, you know, But anyway, this all, I wanted to, what I wanted to do was, like, bring, like, the first piece. I didn't know what I was going to do until, like, right now. So, like, the piece that she had to get in my inbox with, like, I spit this piece, and then she just jumped in my inbox right after I spit this piece.
Already, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Yeah, you know, like, y'all know how I get down, pull out if you got it, walk up if you smoke. Yeah, I'm about to set it on fire, no more bananas in the tailpipes, you feel me? Did you know that our ancestors used to be pharaohs, polymaths, poets, scientists, doctors, and architects? Matter of fact, they was the originators of the world's first great civilization. But now, we just content to be niggas, unaware of our history, having an under instead of an overstanding of what it is that we used to be. Hey, the intellects got us thinking that slavery was the beginning of African-American history. Well, in a way, it is. But let's disregard the American part and let's take a trip back to Africa. And Kemet, and walk through the Valley of the Kings, visit the Great Pyramids, and study the hieroglyphs. Once there, you probably find out something that you never knew, that one of them demigod pharaohs on the walls looked just like you. Now you understand why I call my brothers kings and my sisters queens, because we descended from a dynastic legacy the likes of which the superpowers of the world still haven't seen. Now that's greatness. So 1,500 years before the first slave ships, we was navigating the world's great oceans, initiating trade with the first Americans. We came before Columbus. Boy, I thought you knew. The Easter Island old make heads look more like who? Now, that's greatness, but the Papa Bull done diverses labeled as pagans, and Pope Nicholas V, the primordial West African slave pimp, through his bigoted quill-tip inking, we became ripe fruit for the Portuguese picking. Now, imagine that. The blame for slavery falling on the hands of a Christian man. The Pope never was a marionette to African kings. He sent the order. His soldiers kidnapped us, forced us religion. And now we bow and kiss his ring. That's not science. Bring back our kings and queens. Should have been a hashtag routine shouted from the sands of the motherland. But they never did. But didn't they want us to help them bring back their kids? That's not science. So call me what you want to if I don't drop a tear. I'm trying to save our kids that's lost right here. In Chicago, L.A., Houston, the Bay. It's time we masked up. Not for a revolution. A sit down, maybe a symposium, so all of our leaders can talk about how we can fix this inner city financial and economic ruin. And that's that piece.
Well, this was a poem that was right up to Rodney Dolly. This was a strong type of piece. This is right in the energy of Taraji. This was spoken with the power and authority that she would bring. It was very a piece that was prominent and certainly relevant to the energy tonight, man. So we appreciate that, bro.
Respect.
Ken?
Listen, you be teaching, brother. I remember me and Taraji first heard you. Like, the reason why she appreciates your pen so much is because you bring so much knowledge, wisdom, and understanding with it. From even your love pieces, like there's just a certain level of wisdom you walk away from after you hear a piece like yours. And I'm just so thankful that we all connected and, you know, formed the bond that we all have. Thank you so much for being a part of, you know, remembering our sister.
It was my pleasure. My pleasure. 100%. 100%. You know what I'm saying? Just don't tell her I was drinking.
Oh, my.
I'm sure she already knows.
You know how she gets.
She already knows.
Oh, my. For real, you got something to say on that note? For real?
For real, you still there? You on mute? What you got going on?
For real,
hey,
probably on
mute. I was drinking, y'all. Sorry about that.
You know what?
I'm just saying. But you are not alone at all. Hey, listen, man, you always had a way with your ink. And not only with the way you, the things that you wrote, like they say, man, you teach in your pieces. But you had this rapid fire way, this rhythm and this cadence about you that I know that Sister Taraji loved, man. You brought excitement. You know what I'm saying? And you taught. And that piece was dope as hell, man. And although you claimed not to be a poet, that was funny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that part right there. Yeah. She never liked to hear that from me. But, hey, man, like everybody said, man, thanks for coming and being a part of this because you come up with us through this whole journey, bro. And it's just great. I'm just glad to hear your voice. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for coming to the show, man. To the show, excuse me. Let me. Thank you for being here. I'd rather say that.
Indeed.
Can we get the socks tagline one time from one time? At one point
for real.
Tonight, for real
he
can
asked
take
about
your socks
that.
Off.
Yeah, he asked for your tagline, for real. He asked for your tagline.
Oh, continue to take your socks off, baby, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that? I'm sorry I didn't
it's
do
official.
That. I was drinking. I've been drinking.
It's official. I had a good time tonight. Glasses up. Peace out.
Shout on our both sides. Shout on our both sides. Yeah.
Appreciate you coming through, Kevin. We will be taking a small break in January, but we do plan to be back. For everybody who's listening tonight, you have about 4 minutes before we go into overtime. So if you're listening on the computer and you want to continue to listen to this show, you got to call in to this number here, which is I have the wrong number up here. I have host spit up on my line here. Somebody give him the number. I got host spit on my phone.
I got it for you. It's 319-527. It's 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you want to get in and share some love, spit your peace. Just saying some memories about Sister Taraji. You have about 3 minutes. If you're listening online, it's going to cut off, so you will no longer be able to listen via online. So make sure you call in. Again, that number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to share your love, or you can just tune in and listen.
It is also on the information on the event page. If you have missed that number somehow, check the event page and call in. You have a few minutes left to do that. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We did lose a few people. We're going to still go in the order. We got 267, followed by 707 and 415, just so you know. 267, let everybody know who we're talking to tonight.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's Mr. 663.
Yo, what's happening, MC? How you feeling?
How you feeling? Wow. I just found out about this. Well, I just found out about Taraji a few days ago through all of the posts that were being put out. And, you know, I mean, you know me. I kind of walk away from Facebook every now and then. I'm gone for like a month or so, and then I pop back in. So in all this time, I didn't know all of this was going on. You know, the last time I was at the show, you know, she was in there. We was clowning like we normally do. And yeah, I'm still at a loss for words because, I mean, we go back to the real heavy, as everybody was saying, BTR days when it was like 6-7 shows a week on, you know, middle of the week. Get off a show at 10 o'clock and go to another show that didn't end until 2 o'clock in the morning. And she was one of the people that BTR was my, I guess, my learning ground, I guess, to learn how to spit my poetry. And I was new to poetry. And she was one of the first ones that came out and just out of the blue, you know, was telling me how she appreciated my, you know, my style and my content and keep going and, you know, go to these shows. And she told me to go to, like, Champ the Poet show and stuff like that. And she was just always one that was just rooting me on. And, you know, over time, as Kimbrella was saying, you know, life be life, and, you know, people kind of disconnect. And you notice that there was a slowdown of poetry and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden there was this resurgence. And, you know, your show came along and stuff. And when I saw her come through, you know, it just brought back old times, because, you know, it wasn't a lot of us that was still writing and still performing and stuff like that. And she was just, she was a force. I mean, I don't even know any other word to say. She was just a force. And, you know, every time that she would spit, you know, anything that you were doing just stopped. You know, air stopped flowing for a second, because she was just such a force. And you knew it, even though you were listening on the radio and you may not have been physically near a stage with her, you could tell that everybody that was on that call, everybody that was listening was focused, you know, on what she was bringing to the table, on what she was talking about. And, you know, her message was always on point. You know, with everything that she did. So, I mean, I just appreciate, she was one of the people that forced me to change the way that I wrote, you know, because I was surrounded by so much power and influence in the poetry community. I was like the square peg in a crowd of round holes, you know. I was learning, and she was one of those people that, you know, unknowing to her, that she was really teaching me about what this craft was and the respect for it and the power that it has and, you know, that type of thing. And so, you know, like I said, to reconnect with her on this show was just a blessing. And it was just so many people that seemed to be coming out the woodworks that I was reconnecting with. Lyrical Toy, Champ the Poet, you know, Written in Pain has always been there, but, you know, Urban Voodoo, you know, cats like that was just like, I mean, just these powerful forces in the game. And, you know, I'm getting accolades from these people, you know what I mean? It felt like a kid getting a baseball signed by, you know, World Series star or something. You know, that's the way that I felt. And that's the way that I feel now, you know, even just, you know, remembering her. So, you know, I just wanted to say condolences to the family. And, you know, she will definitely be missed, for real.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. For sharing that. You gave, and this is what's so beautiful about having all of us on here, because you gave some history about where she actually started. That was, you know, the shows that you were naming, that was before I even came on Blog Talk, and I believe Keith as well. So that's why it's so beautiful to have all of us be able to come under one roof and share these memories, because there's some people that she's, you know, her connection went so deep. There's people that we don't even know, you know what I'm saying, that she touched. And,
You were telling me to reach out to people that you probably didn't even know, you know,
exactly.
That I knew her, you know, going all the way back to, like, 2011, 2012, you know, so I was trying to tag as many people as I could think of, you know, in that moment that I knew for sure, you know, were really connected to her, and I hope they got the message and everything. But yeah, it's definitely a loss in the community. And of course, with the recordings and the printed material, you know, she lives on in that respect.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we never forget. So,
That's facts, man. We definitely appreciate you coming through. It, man, I'm definitely sorry. It's a horrible thing to have to hear news like this or come across this news unexpectedly on Facebook. We tried to reach out to as many people as we could think about, but we really were surprised that you didn't see all the posts. So that's on us, man, as far as, you know, we could cover people.
No, that ain't nobody. I mean, y'all got, listen, when you heard it, I'm quite sure that everybody was, you know, deep in their emotions and the surprise of it all, you know. And like I said, you know, I pop in, I get a quick laugh on certain things, and then I pop out, and then I'm gone for another week, and then, you know. So, I mean, anybody could have missed it if you weren't, you know, how that Facebook algorithm goes or whatever, and, you know, it's just one of those things. So, you know, when I've noticed it because people's profile pictures were hers, and I'm trying to remember the other young lady that just recently passed. People had dual pictures, and I'm like, hold on, what? Which me? And so that's when I ended up seeing it. And I'm like, nah, you got to be kidding me. You know, yeah. And it just seemed like it was just yesterday that I was on a show and we were in the chat clowning, you know, about like me being the first one in the chat before, you know, on the
phone. Yeah,
it just seemed like it was just yesterday. So,
quick. It was barely a week after Sun Toucher, so it was that quick for all of us. But, yeah, it's a tough one for all of us, but that's what, you know, this show is for. We're all trying to cope and share love and uphold and uplift, you know, one another. With that being said, did you just want to speak, or did you have something you wanted to share tonight?
No, I got a piece. I think this kind of encompasses my view of what I've received, you know, from poetry.
Okay. Well, I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
2 o'clock in the morning. You will find us sleepless in Seattle, restless in Brooklyn, hopeful in Afghanistan, keeping hope alive in Chicago, surviving to write another day in the Congo, bicoastal, bilingual, biracial, bisexual, and bipolar, and by the way, we are all crown royals lined up for a chance at the throne. We are reticulated commonalities speaking with articulated tongues, seeing the world through 35-millimeter eyes, taking snapshots that only words can describe. We are overcapacitated hoarders of thoughts, saving them for rainy days when the extravaganza of life becomes nostalgic, guardians of lives that lived amongst pages of books burned, keepers of all we'd like to forget. We are tomorrow morning's history being written on crowded subway trains as we speak. We seek and find bumping grind minds in the stardust, and if there was ever a power in our words, it served to amputate our lives so that our truths, whatever they may be, will live on. We are everywhere and bound by no one, been nowhere yet students of everything. We are the purveyors of choice for those who never had one. We are the light peeking around moons and time travelers' alibis, polarized between rocks and hard places, decoders of languages. We are today's pain and sorrow, those words that will get you through tonight and into tomorrow. We are insane in the membrane, like new age vagabonds. We wear our flair like outerwear, so come. Come bear witness to the renaissance of a Vanity Fair where onslaughts and gunshots rebel yell at dangerous decibels, kinds of spirits and bottles of muscatel where we wear our burdens exceptionally well, forever burgeoning within ourselves. Temples and tabernacles, churches and cathedrals, mosques and synagogues, we are Sunday morning sermons on Thursday nights, confessionals at open mics, rescuers of those lost in translation, and some say salvation. We are something wicked this way comes, scheduled to arrive on time. We are Imhotep etched in the stones of Pharaoh's tombs, wounds grown, birthing a league of extraordinary dreamers, exceptional thinkers, mentally ambidextrous, inspired, inspirers, complacently conspiring conspiracies, brilliantly. We are machine guns for tongues, and in a world where little children get cancer from the sky, where corporate greed is the bottom line, we are the genocide to their lives, righting the wrongs, and for some we rewrite history. For others, we merely remove the mystery, tell it like it is, was, and will always be. We kiss the wounds of bare backs that bear 50 lashes, kiss the moons that light the stage where we bear our soul to the mass. We are they, those voices that have traveled light years in the bellies of mothers yet to be born, graces upon we, our poets.
You're just going to come through and do that. Look here. We are Sunday morning services on Thursday night. That's all I need to say. You wrote that piece, man. And I know that she would have loved to hear that and be here to tell you what she thought about that piece. But, man, brilliant piece as always, brother.
Appreciate you.
Brother, let me tell you something. You got this one line in there that just explains who she is, who we are as a community. We are everywhere and bound by no one. The power in our sister, if that don't speak to who she is, I don't know what does. That line was, that hit my core. We are machine guns for tongues. Sometimes I don't think you really know and understand the level of your pen. I really don't, because it just, every time I hear you and I think I've heard something so profound, you come back with something just as mind-blowing. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for being part of our family.
I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate the platforms, and you know, I can't say it enough how so many people knowingly and unknowingly have contributed to this gift that I just discovered in, like, 2010. So, you know, the only way that I improved was by putting myself around people that just consistently blew my mind, and she was one of them. So... it's just one of those things where it just forces you to listen and learn. And I have students all, I mean, I have teachers all around me, you two included. So.
Indeed, for real. You want to share something with Mr. 668?
Hey, 668, what's up, my brother?
What's going on?
Hey, man. First and foremost, dope piece, man. I love the way you shared the characteristics, the fruits of who we be. You know, like my sister said, you spoke a lot of her fruit, her characteristic, you know. I just liked where you said, we are those words that will get you through the night and into tomorrow. That's, you know,
that covers
a lot, you know, from being in that circle formed of these same people that you listed, you know, there's a lot of others as well, but being in that circle, man, being able to be there for each other to get us through to tomorrow, that touched me right there. You spoke about confessionals and open mics. I like the way you said we write history. We are they. Yes, we are. Graces upon. We are poets. You know, that was dope, man. That was a dope write, man. Very thoughtful and relatable. And it was touching, man. So thank you for being a part of what we got going on right here tonight. One love.
Appreciate
man.
You. Thank you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming through, man. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We have a lot of people on the line. We're going to do our best to get to you guys. We got 700 on the mic.
Hey, how you guys feeling?
Hey, Lili, how you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I'm getting with them.
Hey, macaroni.
Baby.
Hey, sis.
Hey, Kimbrella. How y'all doing? I was like, man, I hope they didn't unmute the mic, and I was snoring just like the old days. I was laying up here waiting. And then I remember hearing a poet. Then the last thing I remember was hearing Purple Rain. After that, I was like, uh-oh. let me sit up, because that would be real ugly if they unmute, and I'd be like,
you know we're going to talk about
you. Because you know.
Of course.
You already know. That we was, even though it's her night.
As long as there's
you already
no light
know.
I can't right. be mad. You have the receipt. The girl had drool down her cheek.
Wait, what'd you say before, Keith? This ain't the CPAP show.
Hey, why
and
you
know
do
what?
That?
How
why
you know
you
I got
that?
A CPAP, though? I sure do got a CPAP machine I don't be using. I didn't even know that, but you know, he said it was a past show that somebody got caught out there slipping, and he said that, and I hollered, "Oh my God!"
There's a few archives out there that I was out.
yeah, you know what's happened to a few poets I know, so you know you're in good company. You're in good company.
Yeah.
Did you have anything in particular that you wanted to say or share for Taraji tonight?
Taraji has always been supportive of people. And we didn't talk a lot or whatever, but, you know, she once in a while she'll grace my inbox, be like, oh, you know, just checking on you, see how everything going. And we had a little group too, huh, Kimbrella? Operation Get It Right, Get Back.
Yes, ma'am. When we were trying to get our fitness in, you know, we would inspire each other. Some days we ain't had the energy to exercise, but we would just get in there and share some words of inspiration because, like I said, life be lifing, and sometimes we all need the word to get us through. So,
yeah, she definitely will be like, okay, just trying to check in on you, love you, and very much appreciate it. And she's definitely gonna be missed.
Absolutely.
And continued prayers to her daughters and her grandbabies. And your mom was truly someone special.
Indeed. Hopefully, they can see that, you know, even more so tonight through the words of all the people who've come on to the show.
Right. I was trying to write a piece and couldn't, but I had a piece I wrote a while back, and I can share that. I switched up a couple of lines a little bit to try to, you know. So,
all right.
It's titled,
well, I'm gonna press mute.
It's a little
and the mic
short
is yours.
It's
okay.
Titled My Wish for More. I wish we had more time to add more minutes to the clock, to untangle these knots that are caught up in my heartstrings, and to bring you back home to your family. I wish that I could freeze that one moment of time. When arms were intertwined in love's embrace, smile that was painted on your face, and to reassure you how much your family and friends truly love you. I wish we had more conversations that would result in warm sensations to my heart whenever it would beat, to dance together with these happy feet leaving footprints along the shore. I wish that I didn't have to make any more wishes, that the hugs and kisses deposited in our life savings would erase all of the I miss you and the chills racing down my spine. I just wish we had more time. Poem.
Yeah, very relevant, because we all feel exactly that way. I couldn't even describe the night that I heard the news, hearing Kim's voice
telling me about it, and the first thing obviously you think about is, you know, you thought you had more time.
Right. We appreciate your loved ones and your friends why they're here. Because even though we know that we have a time and a season, it just don't, you're never ready. Because it was like,
no.
Okay, we were like, okay, the blow with, but we knew, but it didn't hurt any less. We knew about Funtoucher. But then when I received the call about Taraji, I'm like, wait, what?
Could never be prepared for that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's still unbelievable. Honestly, it's still almost unfathomable. Like, we all are adults here. We know as sure as there's life, we all have our exit as well. But it just never prepares you. It just never prepares you. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for, you know, being a part of our inner circle as well, Wee-Wee. She loved you as well. She loved your outgoing free spirit, the way you would just get up and go. And she was so proud of you for traveling when you went to Paris. Mm-hmm. Like, she was so happy for you, so, so happy for you. So just know that, you know, you got a special place in her heart. Like I said, we, you know, people don't have to talk every day to solidify a bond.
Right.
For real, what's going on?
You
got something to say to
Lily? Hey, I'm just going to say to Mae West right here that that piece was warm. I love the way she delivered that piece, for real, because it was like, being serenaded with a lullaby, you know. I like the way you did that. And it was an awesome piece. I just want to say to you that you need to tell me personally that you love me more, you know, for situations like this. I'm just saying, I need to hear it more, baby. Because I do love you, dog. You've been around with us since our beginning.
Believe it's a for real.
Hey, well, you know,
believe it's a for real.
Now, you know what, Keith? You had to
hey,
do that. You were supposed to lock the
gate. For real going for real, right?
And, you know, we'll always have Poetry Fest for real, especially that time. And I do believe it was you and Suntoucher in the hall. I didn't see you guys, but I always thought I was cute with my little swimsuit on. And I was about to go outside to the swimming pool and feeling myself and literally walked into the glass door and slid down the door.
Yes.
And my lipprint was, yeah.
Oh, my.
She left lipprints on the glass door.
It was bad enough that happened, but Suntouch for real saw it. I said, well. And I was about to move it, but it's okay.
I'm glad you told it, darling.
It's okay.
But
like
yes,
I said, I can't get mad if it's no lies told. If it's not a lie, I can't get mad.
Oh, I wish I had a
picture.
Y'all
know I got one good eye. Y'all know this. But,
you know, that's it. You know what? Nope.
You knew Cambrella. We talked for years, and each time we talk, I can't. Yes, you can. That's why I'm
trying.
Hey,
probably.
But I'm not.
This is the part where Steve comes on the stage.
Right. This is why we got to go ahead and go through this call, because y'all cut that.
I'm on my own.
Yeah,
I'm gonna walk off
yeah, y'all cut
down. I don't like being drilled. but I'm praying
love
for everyone and praying for healing and bring people closer and yeah, all of that.
All
thank
right.
You, kiss.
Love
appreciate
you,
you coming through.
Love you guys too, of course.
That's what's up. We're gonna go to the next call. Here we got 415 in the building.
Hi.
Well, hello. Let everybody know who we're listening to. Even though I know. Hear you just fine.
Hi, this is Sylvia Blaylock.
Hey, Sylvia.
Miss Blaylock, back in the building.
Hi. Hello. Where do I start, Keith? For real. Kim, hi. Cambrella. Wow.
Hey.
So... I'm going to start by not dragging this out. Thank you for real for being the person who told me. And we don't have to go into the details, but I'm having a hard time accepting the reality of this. So I've just been kind of talking through it. I think it was so close. It's not to ever overshadow anything by the death one person to another. But I was walking onto a stage with Sun Tetra's book in my hand so that I could read from her book, my first time on a stage in 6 months. And my phone started ringing. And that reminder reminded me to turn the volume off on my phone because my foot was on the stairs to walk onto the stage when the phone started ringing. So I muted it. And it was blowing up. And first for real, and later Miss Baby were trying to call so that I didn't see it on Facebook. And I just couldn't accept it as reality when I started seeing it. Why are people posting this? Why would someone post something like this? This is why there's a problem with social media, just posting shit on Facebook. It was ridiculous that my brain refused to accept that as truth. And when I called and talked to For Real, I was pissed. Why are people posting this shit about Taraji on Facebook? What is going on? And he's like, nah, Phil, no. This is real. And I'm like, no, this can't be real. This cannot be real. I just talked to her. That's not possible. We're supposed to talk again soon. I just refuse to accept that answer. And so I have not been able to really write it out or do the creative thing I would have liked to have done because my brain just said, nope, nope. I need to stop moving now. I need to be still because my mind is running away and I can't do that.
Mm.
And so while I was waiting on hold, I wrote something and I would like
Sounds familiar. That's perfect. So I'm going to press mute.
Right.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. My mind drifts now and then from way back when and back again. I am worn bare thin by loss and disconnection. Coming together for this occasion, the transition graduation of my sister friend. Purple flow, if you didn't know. Grace, humble and bold. Rocking the locks under a golden halo, at long last seeing her aura's true glow. I just didn't want her to go. You see, my mind drifts now and then. Rolling fog and bouncing tumbleweeds fresh on a mic and greenly seen. Her laugh was sweet tea to the soul. Her words of wisdom watered my growth. A nurturer of the art and a force of nature. More than meets the eye on a mic and paper. A spiritual being understood the assignment, a moment hearing her spit, always a moment well spent. Now graduating to weightlessness, Taraji never dies yet and still. I hate, you see, my mind drifts now and then. Purple balloons aloft and floating free, Sister Taraji always a part of me. Her voice was earth-born and grew in volume by the millisecond. The ink in her pen came out, vapors at her message beckoned. Her heart was the hill she would die on. Don't play about those she claimed as her own ones, from the unborn yet to the grown ones. No way that much could ever die. I just feel her sun shining now on the inside. You see, my mind drifts now and then to the friendship, fellowship, and love now labeled as legacy, now transcended above, to the poetry, the wisdom, and grace infused in epiphany like a purple IV connecting her to we. One love, we, one mic. One love, one mic means something different to me. What breaks, meant to break, are resilient, they say. Not more than you can take, they say. How much did you take and keep quiet as
and quiet is kept didn't break, sis. When you opened your eyes in heaven, were you really surprised, sis? On that side of the sky, helping us get our own hole instead of a piece of a pie, feeling so weightless you actually do fly. Mama, just now and then. I was hitting my first stage in months when they called to tell me for real and Miss Baby wanting to ease me into it. It started to rain. Arms found me and brought me to flowing tears. You and Cumbrella invited me to your world, encouraging me to speak from what I feel, ensuring that I was honored in all ways, always. Mama, now and then, wandering down dark corridors and wonders what might have been. Something up ahead. Hey, should I keep the same direction or go back instead? My heart doesn't want to believe you are dead. I cannot make it make sense in my head. You can't be that. Be forever at peace instead. And that's at peace.
This is and pick up a food sample.
A ghost.
I think the ghost.
Wow. Wow.
About a year or two. A couple years.
You wrote that piece
while
listening. That's amazing. It's very strong. Love the vocals. Love the personable parts of this piece, the way that you were able to weave in these emotions of your learning of her passing and what she meant to you and the influence she had on you. Very well done, and I'm glad that you were able to speak that tonight.
Yes, that was beautiful. You know, I got a little choked up because the line that hit me, you said her heart was the hit. What was the line about her heart was the hill she would die on?
Her heart was the hill she would die on.
That,
yeah, let me go back to it. Sorry.
That took me out. Whoa.
Yeah, it's very strong. Pharrell, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Pharrell?
I am trying to find that line.
Oh, muted again. I just wanted to say that was very touching, very, very touching. And the singing, oh, I missed your lovely voice. And that was just so beautiful, sis. That was so beautiful.
Thank you for being the one who told me for real. I'll always be grateful to you for that.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too. Mm-hmm. And I found the line.
Back at you.
Her heart was the hill she would die on. Don't play about those she claimed as her own ones, from the unborn yet to the grown ones. No way that much could ever die. I just feel her sun shining now. On the inside.
Yeah, that, sis, that was that. I have nothing else to add to it because that, that was beautiful. That line was just, I got to stop right there because that. Thank you.
I love you, Kim. Thank you.
Very touching piece. Very appreciative of the fact that you were able to show love and share that with us tonight.
Thank you for moving my pen.
Be a part of the family.
I needed that. Thank you. And thank you for always making me feel included. I appreciate it.
All righty.
We love you. We love you too.
We'll start Joy Child out.
Baby.
All right, so we're going to go to the next caller here. I know that we have a lot of people on the line. We are doing our best to get to you. We may not get to everybody, but please be understanding, because everyone who gets on does want to have something to say, and I don't want to really cut off too many people or cut them off in a way that they can't share, because, again, it is about Taraji tonight. So bear with us. We're going to the next caller. Here we have 803 on the line.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of talking to tonight.
This is Miss Bill the T.
Hey.
Already.
What it do?
Hello, hello. Hey.
What's up,
man? The show has been so beautiful. The concept, the love, the energy. It just speaks to Taraji, and I'm just glad to be here tonight. Didn't expect to be on the mic again so soon, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I just want to say to the family my condolences again. And to you, Keith, Kim, and Pharrell, y'all just keep y'all heads up, and better days are coming.
We appreciate those words, and thank you for getting to your piece. I understand that you were doing that with the host mentality in mind. You've been here before.
But
we just want to acknowledge that we appreciate what you said, and going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The name of this piece is called Rain on Queen. I know that we are living on borrowed time, but I wish I could rewind the hands on the clock, take advantage of each tick and tock just to hear your voice again. But I will hush, because, like you said, it's bigger than us. Taraji. T is for tenacity. A true warrior who was determined to push through everyday life struggles with dignity, grace, and persistence. You cannot speak the words of giving up. She would check you and remind you of your very existence. I admire her unwavering strength to stand tall and strong under pressure in any situation. She was a solid one, the root of her foundation. Rain on Queen. A is for authentic. She was the most genuine woman I ever met. Her love for her tribe was candidly organic. She was a real one. She didn't play about the ones she loved. Her pull-up game was strong. Yes, I said strong. If she couldn't get to you, she would find someone in your city or state who could by picking up the phone. When she stepped in, she was ready for war. There was no such thing as fighting your battles alone. She would say, that's what family is for. Rain on Queen. R is for royalty, a queen in her own right, a rare gem that I'm honored to see shine so bright. Whenever she said she were down, she was my sister's keeper, crown. Her words were lavish. Speak life to and flip your frown to a million-dollar smile. I could see her walking around heaven, dressed in her long purple robe with her imperishable crown. No more pain, dancing in the purple rain with sun touching as the doves cry her last sorrows. Kneeling before our Heavenly Father, the Prince of Peace, never having to worry about tomorrow. Rain on Queen. A is for angelic. She was definitely an angel on earth. God brought her in my life for a reason, especially these last 2 months. If only for more seasons to pray, laugh, and girl talk. She was my best angel. I fear her watching over me to see you go. But you gained your heavenly wings exactly 3 weeks ago today. It changed things down here on earth after you flew away. Rain on Queen. J is for jubilant. Her family, poetry, passion, and gift of healing hands brought so much joy into her life. No matter the circumstances or strife, she exercised her faith and wisdom, made it her business to uplift you to higher ground. I'm going to miss her energy in this physical realm. Your joyful spirit will never dim. Reign on, Queen. I is for Icon, a legendary powerhouse poetess in our poetry community. With her pen move, she stood for truth, love, God, wisdom, and unity. Her poetry was always lights, camera, and action. You wanted to capture the beauty of her words that captivated our souls and snatched our spirits. She didn't want no smoke, but it always popped out because she knew how to shake the room. Reign on, Queen. I know that we are living on borrowed time, but I wish I could rewind the hands on the clock, take advantage of each tick and tock just to hear your voice again. But I'll hush, because, like you said, it's bigger than us. I can hear Taraji singing the song as she enters the gates of heaven. I shall wear a crown when it's all over. When it's all over, I'm going to put on my robe, tell the story how I made it over. So I get home. Reign on, Queen. Empty.
It's unfortunate that this has to be the kind of event that brings your pen back out. It was beautiful to hear your words and your poetry once again. Thankful that you were able to get through and share with us tonight. Kim?
You know, you hearing you sing, it reminds me of the element that she brings as well. Her voice, so soulful. You have that same gift. You have that same soul in your voice, and I love the way you just, you know, poured out her name and gave all the things that she stood for in it. Reign on, Queen. She is that indeed. And my God, like, you know, I could feel her here right now. I know that she's watching all of us together, loving on each other, sharing poetry, giving her honor, her glory, and I appreciate you, sis. I appreciate our connection. I appreciate what you've done, what you've added on, and I just love you dearly. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and being a part of this, for real.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Hey, beautiful, beautiful Ashley. I just want to say, look, I love you, and look, and you never lied when you said if she couldn't reach you, she will find somebody in your town. I told you she called my pastor on me. She
yes,
called my pastor on me.
Yes.
I love you, darling. I love you. Dope piece.
I love you, too. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all. I do. I appreciate you guys. I'm going to go ahead and get out the way. And thank you for this platform, and thank you for just loving on Taraji the way you guys have. And may the peace be with us until we meet her again.
Amen.
Oh,
love you.
Amen.
Hey, yo.
Yo. Everybody know who we're talking to?
It's Keith.
Hey, brother. What's up, man?
What's going on, yo? How y'all doing?
Keith, the notebook in the building.
My brother.
I just wanted to talk for a minute, bro. Because, like, I can tell Camilla, like, I just don't get it, bro. You know what I mean? I don't understand. And I don't think that I ever understand. Like, Taraji and I used to talk. She'd call me because I think that she felt safe with me, her, to not sugarcoat anything for her. I give her the truth, no matter what the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, like, without her knowing, she'd do the same thing for me by telling me that I don't have to take care of everything for everybody. But we used to both work at night at one point, and she called me, I think, for a sense of safety while she was out, but she's the one person that you can really, not using the term loosely, call friend. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Like, and like when Kimberla called me, I was stuck. Like, I'm still stuck. Like I don't understand, bro. Like,
I think that's a space we're all going to be in for quite a while here, because what you're expressing is familiar.
I mean, because it's frustrating and it pisses me off at the same time.
Look, we've had that conversation. It's a lot of anger involved here, but a lot of us have had to work through, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's not so much anger as frustration, but it's the question, you know. What the hell? Like, what the? I don't know. I don't get it. But it's like, she used to call me. She knows that I'll goof around with her just for the hell of it, like I do everybody. And I used to call it biscuit.
Mhm. Yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah. So with that being said, it's like I love you, biscuit. Peace to the family. Peace to your grandchildren. Peace to your girls. Peace to your extended family. Keep a bit of safety around everybody. Us, watch over us. Cause I know you can hear and see everything that's going on right now. And oddly enough, you're one of our ancestors now.
Yes.
That means I'll be coming to you for guidance. I'll be coming to you for answers. I'll be coming to you with my bullshit. I love you, biscuit. That's all.
Peace, you better know she loved you too. You already know you family. But it doesn't go without saying it. You know, as time has proven to us, we don't have the time that we think we have. There's never too many times to say it. So, you know, that she loved you dearly. Like, you know, the hard conversations we've all had to have with you, matters of the heart.
Right.
We didn't want to hear certain stuff, and Keith's just going to rip that Band-Aid off and give it to you just like that. Boom. Don't care if you got an attitude or nothing. She's like, take that. And she appreciated that about you, Keith. She appreciated about you, and thank you for just being family. For real.
Hey, Keith already know, man. He's been there from the beginning. From our starting radio, you know, traveled with us with this journey, through this journey. And I'm so glad I've been able to shake his hand and give him a hug. And there's some stuff I can't say on the radio, but, hey man, I love you. I'm going to just say that. And I miss you.
I love you too, bro.
Yeah. I ain't going to say what went down on the bus. I'm just saying.
Much love, Keith, love man. You already know what's up, man. Appreciate you coming through and speaking these words.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Peace. Thank you for having me, brother.
All righty. So the callers that we have left, we have a lot of you guys. So what we're going to try and do is to bring you in, give you an opportunity to say something briefly if you can. We have several people on, so I'm just going to bring you all in. I'm going to give you your numbers and just, you know, let you say something, and then we'll just go to the next caller. So we have 201-267-609-815-267-513.
Good evening. Greetings.
I know it's not a lot of time left for you guys, but I just wanted you guys to have an opportunity to say something about Taraji. So if 201 can go first.
Yes, this is Sister Terry, a.k.a. Terry Bond. I had wrote a piece for Taraji, so I'm just going to have to do it another time. Okay.
If you could put that on the event page, we could appreciate that too.
I can't use my hand, hon. I've been sickly for a while, so I just start getting movements back in my body. Umbrella, brother for real, know that I woke up one day so I could use my hand on my legs. I've been in therapy. Okay, and also I died four times. So this is my first time I've been back on the air in months. Yeah, so it's been that tough. I also want to say this here too, that I'm glad with Sister Roger that on the phone calls that we did have, I had talked to her about heaven, because my body, and people be saying, what about heaven? And I'm saying this here too on the air, that people wonder about heaven, the beautiful place, because I've seen what it was like in paradise. So a lot of times people say, why? And I'm saying this here because I had a chance to see what that was like. And as the doctors were working on it, I said, I see what you're doing to me. And the voice, which I have to say was, God says, not your time. And then it was this thump that I felt, and I came back. There is angels, and it was bridge, and it's babies. And I also talked to Kimbrella about that, too. Okay? And so I always say that this is every day in heaven. So Sister Roger, know that paradise was beautiful, and I'm glad I had that talk with you. It made you smile. So, yes. And there's a part of her that's a part of us. Okay? And words that she would say that will light up our soul, you know?
Yes.
And one day, if I'm able to use my hand because they blocked up on the surgery, it's, you know? And
beautiful. We appreciate that. We want everybody to please be mindful of the other callers we're trying to get through here. 267, if you have an opportunity to say something briefly, we appreciate that.
Okay, I think it's a couple of 267s, but anyway, hello everyone. This is Mother of Six.
Mother of Six.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
I put my pen down a long time ago. I used to, Sister Taraji used to come on my show, and I had a game called Poetry Pen Tag. Well, I was thinking about reliving it. I was thinking about picking up my pen, thinking about reaching out. And as the thought of doing that, I get this news. So I just wanted to say I love Sister Taraji. We had our moments. I was off the scene. But she still reached out to me when she could. And I just appreciate all of y'all. And may her family find comfort. For real, I love you guys, Timbrella. Hello, we got to get back in touch.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, 540, have some kind words.
Yes. Sister Taraji was very encouraging. This is Miss Alderman, charismatic, very encouraging. When I had a birthday, two things on my birthday, Will and Mary came to a birthday celebration. I appreciate Sister Taraji. Prayers out for the family, prayers out for, we are a family of poetry, so we all feel it. One person feel it, we all feel it.
Already. We appreciate that. 513,
thank you.
You have some kind words.
Thank you.
You there?
Yeah, peace and blessings from your D-Natty. I want to say that it's a wonderful tribute that y'all had tonight for Sister Taraji. I had the chance to meet her, and as others once said, she's just a powerful, wonderful, blessed person to be around. And, I'm just happy I had a chance to just vibe with her. And like I said, it was a wonderful tribute that y'all did for her this evening.
Thank you, Romeo.
Man, appreciate
you,
that, man. Appreciate you coming through. 815,
yeah.
You have some kind words?
Hello, Keith. Eric. Kimbrella. It's Gina Storm. I don't want to cry, so I'm going to be really brief. The last message that I got from Sister Raji was, keep your head up and don't think that you are negative, but you are positive, because I told her that I felt like I was lacking, because 9 times out of 10 when I would come on a mic, I would freestyle and I didn't have a piece for the topic for the show. And she told me that that was the way that poetry was given to me and for me to embrace it. So that's why I did it. I'm just happy and grateful and thankful to her for letting me know that, because I didn't feel like I was worthy. And she made me feel worthy. And because of that, I will always love her. Thank you so much for this tribute show. All I got.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
Thank you, love.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Indeed. We had, she was right, we had 267s on the mics. Let me see which one I had. Whichever one didn't speak, 618-2444 or 6500, if you could have some kind words.
Hey, this is Monique. First of all, I just want to say that I love y'all.
Sending
lots of love to the family, my condolences. I'm just glad I was able to get on here really quick. I just want to thank Sister Taraji for feeling like home to me. And I want to thank her for giving me a story to tell to others about her compassion, encouragement, and love. I love y'all. Never stop loving y'all. God bless y'all and y'all in my heart. Much love.
Already.
We love you too. Thank you, sis.
Love has always been there. You know what's up.
Love you, Mo.
That's what's up. It was beautiful for so many people to be able to come through and share love tonight. It was a little overwhelming. So many people. And I'm just glad that I was able to get as many people as I could on tonight. What we're going to try to do in this last minute is end the show with Sister Taraji. And if everyone could go to the event page at this point and start uploading your balloon releases, we would all appreciate that. And that being said, this is Sister Taraji.
Could the real village please stand up? It is sad It is a sad day when murderers masquerade as neighborhood watching. Neighborhood watches playing rent-a-cop while the neighborhood stops watching and turns their back. It takes a village to raise a child, but it takes two or three villages to raise strong men and women. Unfortunately, the village is falling by the wayside. Stand up, village, because our young people are under attack socially, economically, educationally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. We must come against these tragic occurrences and stop taking it lying down. We must pray and protest. We have to speak out because wrong is just wrong. There is no justification for what happened to Trayvon Martin or any other person who has endured such a fate. So this is for all the Trayvons everywhere, male or female, who have been wrongly accused, unjustly imprisoned, and horribly murdered for being in the wrong place at the wrong time and the wrong color. And let us not forget, with the hoodie on. Stand up, village. Would you please stand up, my peace?